I got to tell you that this morning, my wife's almost always in a good mood. She's a great person, but she was feeling it this morning. She was feeling it. Just the ongoing COVID pressure. We all are. Like I was too, you know. And I'm a pretty chipper guy. But we were just early this morning, we're just like, God, it's... And I especially after the Prime Minister kind of said maybe Christmas is not going to happen. Like, we don't live in the same city as our families, and she hasn't seen her family since the summer. She's got two brothers and a sister. We've got lots of nieces and nephews, my brother and my sister, my folks. And if you can't go home for the Christmas holidays, and a lot of you are in the same boat. Someone said to me, you know, I haven't hugged one member of my family in 8 months. And then the Prime Minister said, this sucks, but Christmas may not happen. Here's what he said.
It's frustrating knowing that unless we really, really careful, there may not be the kinds of family gatherings we want to have at Christmas. My six-year-old asked me a few weeks ago, Dad, is COVID-19 forever? I mean, he's in grade one. This was supposed to be his big year as a big boy, and they're not even singing in his classroom.
And then he went on, and I kind of like it when a politician, maybe he's been listening to Doug Ford, where they just talk straight. You know, none of that BS euphemism and that phony baloney stuff. He kind of talks straight. He just sounds like a normal guy, which I think he should do more of. And here's what he said.
We are in an unprecedented global pandemic that really sucks. It's tough going through this second wave. It's frustrating having shut down all of us, our lives through the spring. And now be forced to make more difficult choices and knowing that it's going to be a tough winter ahead as well.
Right. But I like that. Just, it does suck. So are you booking your Christmas holidays? Like, I'm trying to figure it out. We got to go to Toronto. We know we can't. Usually we stay with my brother or my sister or Tam's brother. And we can't do that. You can't stay in the same house. So what do we do? Do we make plans and stay at a hotel or an Airbnb or are you booking your holiday? So I don't know what to do. So I'm going to bring in our friend, Dr. Abdu Sharkawi, CTV infectious disease specialist. And this is not a mental health moment, Dr. Sharkawi, but you've been so good about this. I just want to do a reality check for our listeners. Doc, should we be basically writing off Christmas right now?
You know, I haven't made a lot of friends lately because I've been, you know, I think spelling it out maybe a little bit more candidly than a lot of people are prepared to digest, but I won't apologize for it. And I feel like it's my responsibility and my obligation to be completely honest. And I think we should write off our conception of what our traditional holiday is about in terms of gathering indoors with extended family. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we are going to be setting ourselves up for a lot of disappointment. And frankly, I don't think it would be safe to predict that that is going to take place without, I think, having us psychologically start letting our guard down. And more than anything, that's our enemy right now. And, you know, let's give kudos to the Prime Minister for being as forthright as he was. This does suck. This sucks everywhere. You know, the only people this doesn't suck for are maybe Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg and some other people who've literally reaped the benefits of others who have suffered disproportionately through this pandemic. But, you know, pretty much everybody else has suffered tremendously, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, socially, financially, otherwise. You know, there's very few parameters that have not been really hit hard by this. It's affecting our quality of life. And that takes a tremendous amount of resilience, but I think it takes a tremendous amount of patience too, recognizing that our expectations have to be reassigned. I think the mistake that we made as a society as a whole, right from policymakers down to our own decisions leaving our front doors, you know, I'm talking about a community. I'm not talking about individual people per se who did a great job, you know, is we gave this a pass. we said, hey, you know, this is going to be a seasonal thing. You know, we bared down. We made a lot of sacrifices. But, hey, we got those numbers down. Everything seems okay. The sun is out. Let's go and spend time outdoors. Well, the virus doesn't care. The virus really doesn't get tired. It has no qualms hitting people when they're complacent or otherwise. And it's still here. And as long as it's finding new footholds through younger populations who aren't taking measures properly when it comes to meeting indoors, et cetera, and finding new footholds in long-term care facilities and other vulnerable populations that are harder to protect, it's here. And until the vaccine shows up and we combine our efforts to make sure we've done everything possible to reduce community transmission, our lives are going to have to change. And that sucks, but it's a reality. And the sooner we turn ourselves towards that reality and try and make lemonade out of lemons, I think it's going to be better all the way around.
Yeah, but there's a lot of pushback. Like Goldie Hyder, the president and CEO of the Business Council of Canada, was just on our program, and he said, look, we've had mixed public health messages. We've had disastrous testing. And he said that's all creating COVID fatigue. Is that true? Have we had mixed public health messages in your mind?
Well, listen, I mean, I have a great deal of respect for Goldie, and I know that he has the best interest of at heart for both the business community and the rest of Canada. You know, but I think we have to be careful about conflating what's called mixed public health messaging with evolving and adapting to the reality of what resources we have. You know, I don't know if I would say there's mixed public health messaging in terms of testing. The problem is we clearly haven't met the capacity requirements that we need. And maybe you can fault that in terms of preparedness. You know, and we've had to change the eligibility criteria for who could be tested after, you know, the resources simply weren't there to allow everybody, asymptomatic or otherwise, to be tested. I don't know if that's mixed public health messaging. Maybe it's not ideal, but I would not go as far as saying that's mixed. I think the principle is we want to determine as much disease as possible in terms of what's out there.
Right.
But we have to work within the realities of what we're given until we have a better infrastructure and specifically rapid testing that can be deployed outside of conventional testing centers and clinics. We're going to be stuck in this sort of quagmire for a little while.
But I got to tell you,
place a lot more emphasis and pressure on us to make decisions on our own.
I've got to tell you, in the next segment, I'm asking our callers, are you still booking for a Christmas holiday or the New Year's holiday? And I'm telling you, everybody, most people are saying we're not listening to the doctors anymore, not on Christmas, we're going to do it. People are doing it, Doc, and I got to take a break. And, you know, listen to Dr. Sharkawi. I know there's COVID fatigue, but he's on the front lines. He's in the OR right now. He's the guy who's seeing the sharp end of this. And he's saying, don't, you got to be careful.